Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
There's also something interesting going on in the legislature, and I think it's a rather scary thing. The legislature is working on a bill that would block citizens' access to public records, not only block the journalists, but block public records from citizens. And citizens apparently can ask to see some of this stuff. It's a repeal of the public records law. David Hammer, investigative reporter for Channel 4 Eyewitness News, joins us on WWL. David, I know you're busy. Thanks for taking time to be with us.
No problem, Scoot. This is a very important defining moment, so I'm happy to come on and talk about it.
Thanks. It seems like they want to be able to hide things. So they don't want us to know certain things.
Well, there's not much more explanation for it than that. It's said that this is to protect the deliberative process of government. But as pointed out by some of the members of the legislature yesterday, that's a very slippery slope when you start saying, eliminating whole kinds of communications, emails, texts, government agencies exchange in order to do the business of our public government. And those very things are the things that we have relied on to expose wrongdoing, expose waste and abuse, and expose actual criminal behavior by government officials that have landed some of those officials in prison for stealing tax dollars. So yeah. The people have to understand that this is not about going after individuals. This is not about politics. This is about public access to our public government's activities using our taxpayer dollars.
Well, it seems like if Governor Landry wants this to happen, and it seems like he does, it seems like it's going to happen and pass.
Well, there was some pushback yesterday at the committee hearing, and the sponsor of the bill did say that she's going to work on it before bringing it to the floor and make it more conducive to passing and having the support of all of or more of the legislators. So clearly some of the pushback, particularly from Republican legislators, to the wording that is very, very broad, that would be essentially a repeal of huge portions of the public records law, is apparently not palatable to enough people in the legislature right now. So that's a good thing for maintaining public access. And I'll just say this, there are exceptions already built into the public records law that make it impossible for journalists or anybody in the public to get private information that might be in government records, personnel information, corporate records that are secret, things like that are already exempt. So to add more exemptions on just any emails or communications by government officials is really restrictive and would make it very hard for us to uncover the kinds of abuse and fraud that we've been able to uncover over the years.
Yeah, and David, the average citizen is not going to take the time to go through public records, and they don't even know what to look for at any given time. But you investigative reporters, you're the ones who know what to target and what to go after, and you've been able to find that information and really reveal corruption in government. So how hindered will you be if this becomes law?
Oh, I think we would be extremely hindered. I can wrap off any number of stories that I've done over the years that where we had to use public records and public records requests to get information we needed to expose things that the public deserve to know about their government. Think about former Mayor Ray Nagin in New Orleans, who went to prison, was sentenced to prison for 10 years for financial improprieties involving public funds, lavish trips that he went on a vendor's dime with a credit card. Those things were accessed for, through public records, the access that we have through the Public Records Act, public records showing permitting applications helped me expose falsified plumbing permits that led to and conviction against the head of the plumbing department of the Sewage and Water Board recently. The 911 director who altered an insurance report and changed records related to an accident he had in his city vehicle. The list goes on. And all of those things involve communications and other things that they might, that government officials might try to say are deliberative and therefore not available anymore to the public.
So this essentially protects the politicians from accusations of corruption when they might realize that they can now get away with doing things that are corrupt.
It appears so. If you want to believe that this is something that's simply trying to make it easier to do deliberative government, that's fine, but there are rules about open government that require deliberations to be done in public. So the things that the government is doing to decide how to spend your tax dollars are supposed to be done in public. So if you can find ways to keep us from getting that information as the public or as journalists and do it all in secret, then that appears to be covering up the kinds of things that we've exposed that are illegal in the past.
Are there any kind of Supreme Court cases that support the idea that this information should be free under, say, the First Amendment?
Well, there's certainly the use of the First Amendment has created some of the restrictions that we already have. The idea that something, just because it's in an email or a text message by one government official to another, is somehow covered by the First Amendment or protected from our view is not supported by the Constitution, not supported by any Supreme Court decisions that I'm aware of. And certainly the Freedom of Information Act at the federal level allows access to a lot of these same materials. And the state of Louisiana is not the most open public records law in the country by far. It's got a pretty decent one, but it's not the most open compared to other states. So the idea that somehow the state of Louisiana is giving away too many secrets in their government activities as it stands right now is just not true.
So David, there are Republicans who are not rolling over. They're standing up to this and objecting to this law that would repeal the public records law.
They are saying we need to be very, very careful about what additional restrictions we place on public records, because I think they and a lot of others recognize that open government is the foundation of our democracy, and knowing what decisions are being made and how they're being made by our government about how to use tax dollars is self-dealing not being allowed and all the restrictions that there are on public money, they know that that's important. And, politicians do like to protect themselves from scrutiny, and that's just a natural, maybe human instinct is, I don't want people prying on what I'm doing. But when you're handling the public's money and you're right, handling the public's business, that's supposed to be available to the public.
David, when I heard about this bill, I just became very, very concerned about being able to, for the media to be able to hold government accountable, and that's what the media is supposed to do. I know you're busy, you're working on things. Thanks for taking time to be with us.
No problem, Scoot. Thanks for having me.
David Hammer, investigative reporter for WWL Channel 4 Eyewitness News.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.